all the money I can find. Through my days I feel sadness, and every night I pine. For my sweetheart's in Virginia, and I'm in Caroline. Hey mister, won't you take me farther on down the tracks? I've gotta find a way, can't wait another day to see my pretty little girl from Galax. Thought that would be alright, till the brakeman caught me sleeping in the middle of the night. So I've been out here walking with my thumb up in the air, checking passing cars for someone to get me there. Hey mister, won't you take me farther on down the tracks? I've gotta find a way, can't wait another day to see my pretty little girl from Galax. Hang on every word. Been so long since I've seen her in that little mountain town. I just need someone to pick me up and lay that hammer down. Hey mister, won't you take me farther on down the tracks? I've gotta find a way, can't wait another day to see my pretty little girl from Galax. Mister, won't you take me farther on down the tracks? I've gotta find a way, can't wait another day to see my pretty little girl from Galax.
Russell Moore and Third Time Out, recorded live in the WVTF studio during their Rootstown session in March of 2018. Luke Church here had a chance to speak with Russell the other day by phone, and we started off talking about what the band is up to right now.
Well, right now we're, of course, into our 2020 touring schedule. We take the month of December off every year to be with our families and all during the holidays, but starting the first weekend in January, we get started with our touring again. And we actually we got a busy year ahead of us, but we just made a trip that we've never done before. We went over the Big Pond. We were in Prague, over in the Czech Republic, and it was our first overseas trip as Third Time Out. Now, some of us have been overseas before, you know, years ago in other bands and things like that. But this was the first time in almost 30 years that Third Time Out has been in existence that we have actually gone across, made an overseas trip. And it was a great time. It was a whirlwind kind of trip. We flew out on a Thursday night, got to Prague on Friday afternoon, played two shows on the Saturday, and then Sunday morning we were on our way back here to the States. So it was a really fast trip, but it was really great for not only the band, but for the folks who live over that way that had never seen us perform live before. So it was they've heard our music, and it was great. You could hear them singing along with our songs, albeit in a little bit of broken English, because some of them don't, about half the crowd didn't even understand, you know, they didn't know English, you know, they knew our songs, and they would sing along with us, and it was really a sight. It was great for the band, like I said, as well, to be received so well over in that part of the world. So Other than that, we're just heavy into our touring schedule, looking at hopefully getting into the studio sometime this spring and putting some new songs together and get those out to at least you know, radio and streaming services and things like that. So that's pretty much where we're at right now.
Now, you said you guys are going to maybe get into the studio later in the spring. That's really good news because it's been a minute since you've been in the studio putting some new music down.
It has. It's probably been 4 years, I guess, since we've actually been into the studio. But, you know, a few reasons for that. A lot of it is because of a band member change over the last few years. You know, there'd be one person that might leave the group. You know, we had the last recording, It's About Time. We had Blake Johnson, and he became ill. He's actually passed on now, very sadly. But we had to bring in new members, and I'm not one to go into the studio real quick with a band member change. I like for everything to get really congealed. Get together as a group and play as a band instead of just individuals trying to make something happen. So because of band member changes, that has kind of slowed us down, kept us out of the studio. But we've got a great group of guys right now and working really hard, and they're ready to get in the studio as well as I am. So we've got some time coming up. We're going to be on a little bit of an extended run coming up before long. We'll be out for 2 or 3 weeks with some downtime in between our performances. So we'll have days that we can review some demos and look for some new songs and actually get to work on arrangements and things like that and then hopefully get into the studio sometime this spring.
Shotgun, making corn liquor to sell. Mama said, son, there'll be trouble to come. I thought I was doing well. I got in a bind on the Brown County line, and I shot 3 deputies dead. I went on the run, and before I was done, the Ohio River ran red. I can't tell it's not till they turn out the light. I don't know the day or the hour. They locked me up well in the Brown County Jail, and I'm gonna hang till I'm dead, 'cause I painted Brown County red. I don't know the day or the hour. They locked me up well in the Brown County Jail, and I'm gonna hang till I'm dead, 'cause I painted Brown County red. I can't tell it's not till they turn out the light. I don't know the day or the hour. They locked me up well in the Brown County Jail, and I'm gonna hang till I'm dead, 'cause I painted Brown County red.
Well, it's a testament to you and your commitment to the music and your talent that over the years the band has changed, but consistently winning awards. 7-time Vocal Group of the Year winner for the IBMA. And then you, 6-time, is it 6 now, times Male Vocalist of the Year, including this past year, 2019?
Yes, That was number six.
And I told you that what they should do is just leave the award at your house, and they'll call you if there's any change.
I tell you what, I'm so blessed that I've got the support of the bluegrass community, and that they feel like I still have, you know, something to offer after so many years of going out here and traveling and performing and doing what we do day in and day out. I'm absolutely tickled to death to be recognized in that sense, and for me to get to continue getting this recognition and winning these awards is very, very special, put it that way.
And let's not forget, you also won the SPGMA, the Society for the Preservation of Bluegrass Music in America, Male Vocalist of the Year. Just was it last month?
It was last month. Number 11, I think, for the SPGMA.
Wow. And you got a show coming up this weekend down in Willis, Virginia, at the Carter Family Fold. That's a great place to play.
Woohoo! Yes, we're looking forward to getting back over there and playing some of our songs for the folks there. They love it as much as anybody, and they always give us a warm welcome, and it's always a great crowd, and we're looking forward to getting back over there. This very historic Carter Family Fold. We always enjoy getting to go over there and play some music for the folks.
Well, Russell, thank you for taking the time. We are here on an early morning call. You haven't even had breakfast yet. I appreciate you talking to me before you've had breakfast, and at least you got some coffee in there. And looking forward to the show at the Carter Family Fold, and looking forward to that new music you're going to get for us later this spring.
Thank you, Luke. It's been a pleasure to visit with you here this morning, and thank you for having me on the program, and also for helping us get the word out about the Carter Family Fold show coming up on Saturday the 22nd. We're looking forward to seeing everybody there, and just want everybody be safe. We got a little bit of weather coming in between now and then, but it should be cleared up and fine, but we just want everybody to be safe in their travels.
Sit there waiting for me, all dad and mother dear. They don't know I'm here in prison, living in a 6-foot square. Or these shoes of mine out walking, but ain't getting anywhere. Take away these iron bars and take back your suit of gray. I won't need your 9-pound hammer if I ever get away. Except for my prison guard as he makes his rounds. But someday things will be different, and I pray it won't be long. He'll look into an empty cell and find that I am gone. Take away these iron bars and take back your suit of gray. I won't need your 9-pound hammer if I ever get away. Big house on the corner, my number's 283. Lord, I've got 7 years to stay here, then brother, I'll be gone. I'm going back to mom and dad and that little mountain home. Take away these iron bars and take back your suit of gray. I won't need your 9-pound hammer if I ever get away. Take back your suit of gray. I won't need your 9-pound hammer if I ever get.